Today's Janmashtami 2007. I would like to share with everyone a very interesting description of Krishna's Janmashtami or Jayanti Mahotsav from Garga Samhita, which was recorded by Sri Garga Muni, who was the Kula Guru of Vasudeva and Devaki. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it explains that Vasudeva and Devaki were imprisoned by Kamsa, and they gave birth to all their children while they were in prison. But Garga Samhita explains that actually Vasudev gave birth to the children while he was in his own personal palace situated in Mathura. So one may naturally ask the question, why is there a different description? Well, first of all, the pastimes happen in different kalpas, or different days of Brahma, different kalpa. The pastimes happen in slightly different ways. So the Bhagavatam describes in the Nrisingha Leela, Lord Nrisingadeva appeared from a column in Hiranyakashipu's palace. He sprang out of a column and then saved saved Prahlad from the atrocities of his father. But in Hari Bhakti Sudodaya, it's the same pastime as described, that Lord Nrisingadeva walked into the palace of Hiranyakashipu through the front gate, flashing a brilliant effulgence in all directions, a blindingly brilliant effulgence, that actually blinded everyone, including Hiranyakashipu. And they couldn't figure out who it was. And we can also adjust the Garga Samhita with the Srimad Bhagavatam description of Krishna's Janma Utsav. But Shukha Muni is saying that Vasudeva and Devaki were imprisoned. So the situation described in Garga Samhita is a type of imprisonment. Because actually what happened is that while on the wedding day, Kamsa was driving the chariot, and then he heard an Akashvani saying that the eighth child of his sister would be the cause of his death. So he immediately drew out his sword to kill Devaki. But Vasudeva appealed to his finer sentiments, and Kamsa restrained himself. But then he put Vasudeva and Devaki under house arrest, because as the Garga Samhita describes, he deployed 10,000 armed soldiers who were surrounding Vasudeva's palace. So this is a very secure type of house arrest. So Vasudeva and Devaki could freely move within the precincts of their personal palace. They had all the comfort of the palace. They weren't shackled in chains and bound in some prison house. But they were, it was a type of house arrest. So in course of time, Vasudeva begot in the womb of Devaki 8 sons and a daughter, who was the eternal goddess Maya. So Vasudeva knew the ultimate goal of life. When the first child was born, he took the child to Kamsa's assembly and he offered his first son, named Kirtiman, according to his promise. What happened was Kamsa's heart became softened with kindness, and he thought, actually, he was appreciating the saintly qualities of his brother-in-law Vasudeva, and he was saying, actually, what suffering will a saint not bear? He has such great tolerance, he can tolerate anything. And feeling some softness in his heart, Kamsa said, Vasudeva, you can take this child home, because I have no fear of him. But definitely, I will kill your eighth son. Now this story is being narrated by Narada Muni. So Narada Muni goes on to say, afterwards I met Kamsa in his palace, then I explained to him different personalities that have already appeared on the earth planet by the arrangement of Yogamaya. First of all, I told King Kamsa, O King, the Vasus have already appeared and they have accepted Nanda Maharaj as their leader. And the Suras, or demigods, have appeared, having accepted Brishabhanu Maharaj as their leader. The personified Vedas have appeared as gopis, and the devas have appeared in the families of the Brishnis, headed by Vasudev. And all the demigoddesses have appeared on earth as the wives of the Brishnis, headed by Devaki. So actually, Kamsa, it depends on how you count the sons of Devaki, because any one of Vasudev's sons can be the eighth one, and any one of them might be the one that kills you. You have to be careful of the crooked behavior of the demigods. So what Narada Muni was telling Kamsa here is that if you count the first son that appears as number one, then naturally the eighth son afterwards will be the cause of Kamsa's death. But if you count the first son as number eight and the succeeding ones as 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, etc., then the very first son of Vasudeva and Devaki may be the cause of death. So when Kamsa heard this advice of Narada Muni, then he decided to kill all the Yadavas. And then he tightly bound Vasudev and Devaki in chains, and he smashed Devaki's son against a stone surface. So Kamsa's father, Ugrasen, he was the emperor of Mathura at this time, and the lord of the Yadavas. And he was incensed with the reckless, atrocious behavior of his demoniac son Kamsa. So he sent his soldiers to go and protect Vasudev and stop Kamsa from his atrocities. When Kamsa saw that his father's soldiers were coming to attack him, he rose against them, and a great battle was fought in the midst of the assembly. 10,000 men were killed within minutes. Then Kamsa entered the fray with his club, and he crushed his father's soldiers. Their foreheads and legs, faces and shoulders and arms were broken. The soldiers were vomiting blood. They fell unconscious and died in the assembly hall. The assembly hall of Ugrasen became red as streams of blood flowed from the wounds of the dead soldiers. Kamsa was very angry. He grabbed his father and he dragged him from his royal throne. He bound him with ropes and locked him in a prison cell. Then Kamsa assumed the reign of the kingdom, and he sat on the throne and personally ruled the opulent kingdoms of the Madhus and Shurasenas. Harassed by Kamsa, all the Yadavas fled to other countries on the pretext of visiting relatives. In this way, the Yadavas were waiting for a more auspicious time. So then, of course, Yogamaya arranged that the seventh child, Devaki, appeared to be a miscarriage, but actually it was the appearance of Balaram, and he was carried to Braj and placed in the womb of Rohini. And after 5 days in the womb of Rohini, he appeared on the Bhadra Shukla Shasti, the bright fortnight of Bhadramas on the sixth day, which of course is different. It's called Dauji Shasti here in Braj. They celebrate the Avirbhav Tithi, or appearance of Balaram, on Bhadra Shukla Shasti. Of course, we celebrate on Shravan Purnima. So there's some slight difference. Nanda Maharaj was quite surprised. And he even, when the handsome boy was born, and he was wondering, how is it possible that Rohini gave birth only after carrying this child for 5 days in her womb? So when this birth ceremony was going on for Baladev, or Dauji Balaram, then Nanda Maharaj had invited many great sages and rishis, including Devala, Devarata, Vasishtha Muni, Brihaspati, Narada Muni, and Vyasadeva. And he worshipped all these sages and honored them in various ways. And he gave charity, 1,000,000 cows, to the Brahmanas. And at this time, Nanda Maharaj asked Vyasadeva, what is this mystery? The child is appearing after 5 days in Rohini's womb. So Vyasadeva replied, actually, Rohini's son, Rohini Nandan, is the eternal form of Anantashesh. He was conceived in Mathura by Vasudev in the womb of Devaki by Krishna's desire. O King Nanda, you may now see this Anatta Shesh, even though great yogis can never attain his darshan. When Vyasadev had darshan of Rohini's son, Rohini Nandan Balaram, then he offered various prayers to Lord Balaram. In the next chapter, describes how the appearance of Krishna as the son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba in Brajagokul. Right before Yashoda gave birth to Nandalal, all the demigods headed by Brahma and all the great sages they came and offered various prayers. At the time of Krishna's birth, the sky in the 10 directions became very pure. The stars were very bright, and the earth appeared very jolly and happy. Rivers, streams, and oceans and lakes were swelling with water. The cooling breeze spread a fragrance of pollen of 1,000-petaled lotus flowers that were blooming everywhere at the time. The bees were humming beautifully, and various colorful birds were chirping in beautiful tunes. And a gentle, cool breeze was blowing. It was a very auspicious time of Krishna's birth. The Rohini Nakshatra was on the horizon. All the planets were arranged in what is called a Harsha Yoga. Harsha means happiness. When everything was covered with darkness in the middle of the night, Ardha Ratri, as the moon was rising, Lord Hari appeared from Devaki, from the womb of Devaki.